Today's episode is sponsored by Famous Footwear.
Dig into it. Yes. We're going to have some summer cocktails.
Jenny made
here.
Some cocktails.
This one you've had before, but I had never made it myself before, and I don't know if I made it right, but it's a French 75. That might
delicious.
Be my new one. But I read a couple articles on summer cocktails, and this was on one of them. So I'm like,
Jen was
great.
I really had to do some studying.
Yeah, it was hard.
Really hard.
I'm nervous too because Kristen bartended, and I've only been on one side of the bar.
And it's delicious. You did great. It's delicious.
You like it?
Yeah.
And it has gin in it, which normally I don't like.
I think gin is very underrated.
Well,
you get into like some of these gins with like florals. What's the one? Hendrix.
Okay.
We'll do it's a bouquet of different kinds of florals in there.
Okay.
And you put a little something in there to cut it, like champagne or even a little bit of sugar.
This has Prosecco.
Does it have Prosecco?
Do Prosecco or champagne, yeah.
It really is a delightful liquor. Like, and I love a good gin and tonic on the golf course because I'm a 72-year-old retired man.
Not shockingly, what I learned about gin is if you don't drink the rot gut stuff, it actually tastes good.
You guys, summer!
Yeah.
Woohoo! I do have a funny Finn story that is so typically Finn that you will get it. And I go, Finn, I am so sorry, but you are going to be by yourself today. You can go over and see your friend Charlie if you want, but like, got to make yourself lunch. And he's like, I got it covered. I was like, that is a lot of confidence and you've never been okay with this. So we leave. I come back. He has been home for 4 hours. He is sweating like I've never seen. Like his hair is like, and the kitchen is destroyed. But I'm not mad because I'm like, okay, he's working on something. So then he tells the story. God, I wish he was here to tell the story. So he looks at me and he's got like wonder in his eyes. And he's like, Mom, I took my graduation money and I decided that I wanted to make crepes. So he goes,
second only in difficulty to souffles. Thank you. Believe.
And he goes, I really wanted crepes. So I took my graduation money. He didn't get very much, but he had like $60 and he's like,
hold on. I slid him a
right,
favor.
But that's in my bag and maybe in my wallet. It doesn't matter. I have a lot of IOUs for those kids. I'm like, give me your Starbucks card. We know that I'm going to be one in the drive-thru.
Yep.
So he goes, I wanted to make crepes. And I'm like, okay. And that drink just hit me a little bit. Mm. And so he tells me he got on his bike and he went to our grocery store, not a corner store, grocery store, which is 8 blocks away on kind of the biggest street of Los Angeles, which is Ventura Boulevard.
I got to apologize for how surprised I was right there because I did the math. Eight blocks. It is busy. It is a busy.
Because he didn't cut through the neighborhood. He went on Ventura Boulevard from where we live to Ralph's.
Yeah.
On
his
bike.
It's city living is different because I remember riding 8 blocks to get to the highway to ride my bike.
This is like city blocks.
Okay.
It's at least a mile. Let me put it that way.
Yep.
So it gets better. So he goes on his bike. He's got his helmet and he rides his bike to Ralph's. I'm already freaking out at this point, right?
Yeah.
And he tells me he gets to Ralph's and he buys some groceries. Or he buys things to make crepes. But then he's there and he starts to, you know, really enjoy the grocery store. And he picks up a couple extra things that he might need. And I'm like, what? And he goes, well, by the end, I had 4 bags full of groceries. But then he couldn't ride his bike home. So he puts the groceries in a grocery cart and he pushes that cart home. 8 city blocks on Ventura Boulevard. But everybody thinks he stole the cart.
The wheels didn't lock up? Yeah.
No, I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe he was sparking the whole way. So he pushes this cart full of groceries all the way home. He goes, people kept yelling at me. I go, what were they saying? They were like, you're not supposed to take the cart. He gets all the way home.
I'm bringing it back.
He unloads the groceries and he takes the cart back because his bike is locked up. So he takes 8 city blocks back, pushing an empty cart. The neighborhood is ablaze. They are all this neighborhood that can be a little bit snotty. Sometimes our neighborhood a couple blocks over, they're all like standing outside on their thing going, you know, you're not supposed to take the carts home. And they know his name. They're like, Finn, you're not supposed to. And he's like, I'm taking it back. Takes it back, gets his bike, comes back, tries to make a crepe. It does not go well. It looks like flour has exploded in our kitchen. This kid looked like he had worked like an 8-hour shift.
Well, he did. He did. Like, walked the entire city. That's going to make
you
sweat.
And you know what he can do now? He can make a crepe.
That's amazing.
And you want to know what I was so proud of is that he took the cart back. I don't give a shit about the crepes.
I know. Yeah.
I don't care about. So cut
to. He problem solved, even though it was hard.
He did it. And he did the right thing. He knew he couldn't take. He could have put the cart by the street and I would have never known. Right.
Yeah.
Which I know a lot of adults that would have done that. He walked that shit back.
I feel like you would have figured it out. You would have asked a lot of questions and been
I would have taken that sucker back. Are you kidding? I always think God's watching. It's like a big Ring app.
No, I know, but I feel like if he would have ditched it like on the corner or whatever, he'd be like, how'd you get all these groceries? You would have figured it. I'd never figured it out. 100%
I would have figured it out. I would have been like, there are holes in this story, sir.
I know.
I know that you can't balance on a bike, and I know, where is the bike? So he went and got his bike, comes back. Later on that night, I am having much needed kettle tonics with my mother because we were day four and things are not day five and things are tricky.
Yeah.
So we have a couple drinks together and I make a cheese board and I make brie and meat and crackers on the board. And all of a sudden I hear Finn coming in and he goes, hold on. Are you guys eating the brie that I bought from the grocery store?
You are kidding me.
This guy.
He bought brie. Well, he's taking French, you guys. So
he's
some of this is
French.
Coming together
he
in my mind.
He loves brie.
But I do remember us being on the road.
I know.
And he was upset that he had to buy milk with his own money. And he was acting like he was paying all the family's bills
he
or
goes,
something.
He goes, I'm really tired of keeping this family afloat. I was like, you've bought one carton of milk in your life. You are not keeping this family
afloat.
Put
this in your long-term memory,
bro. I'm going to take that ball from inside out, and I'm going to shift it.
Kids are so cheap. One of the last places that we went on tour, Michelle goes like a... She'll go to like a Goodwill or something like that in like the town. And she found this little cute jar that said Dash on it, which is crazy.
Yeah. So
I was like, this is perfect because I know my son's got a lot of gift cards and I don't like them like floating around
no,
his desk.
No, you want to use them.
Use them or put them in something. But I know his genetics. Like I remember my dad, you'd go like open his glove box and it was like.
Circuit City, Blockbuster, Sears.
Radio Shack. Everything that's out of business for the last 14 years. He never used them. I don't know. He's like
hoarding
them.
But it was such a cool thing to find those.
So funny. So he's got all of these gift cards and I went through, took them apart, like took them off the thing
Put
so that they
the
would
thing.
Fit in the, he has damn near $400 or $500 worth of gift cards from his birthday, from Christmas. And I think some are from his birthday
prior
because I'm like, I've got to stop spending money on you because
you're
the one
into the cookie jar, baby.
You're the one with all the money. Yeah. Like it's crazy. It's just
when it is
there.
Their money, it is a different game.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to start stealing it. I don't think he'll notice.
Oh,
I really don't.
I say steal so fast and give re-gift. What are you talking about? Don't throw the backs away. You got to re-gift
like
them.
Taking all the Amazon cards
out
of there and being like, okay,
school supplies.
Let me show you all the Hunger Games books. They're not cheap, by the way.
No.
That I have on your Amazon. So.
And Eleanor. Nobody gets more frugal than that girl. And I'm like, but we can just willy-nilly walk through Sephora and you're like, like no big deal.
Add to cart.
Yeah. We go. So she got a Pink Palm Puff hoodie, which they are expensive, but she earned it. So I got one for it, but I got two sizes because I wanted to make sure it fits and that she can wear it for
a
long
time. The plan was to send one back.
The plan was to send one back. And I literally had it all printed out and ready to go. I told my husband, all you got to do is drop this off at the post office. And he didn't. And so I literally emailed that brand 18 times. Like, can I please return it? It's past the date, but I don't need a second Pink Palm Puff hoodie. So guess who is wearing Pink Palm Puff hoodie all the time now? Because I don't return it. Cut to Eleanor gets a pretty healthy present from her grandma on Colin's side. And she wants to buy these Pink Palm Puff pajamas. I am not happy about it, but she goes, okay. So she gets the money and she wants to buy them. We buy them. They are the wrong size. I go, Eleanor, we are not keeping something that doesn't fit. We're going to return them and do them the right way. And she goes, yeah, but you know, you don't have a very good track record with returning things.
Whoa.
And I go, hold on. She goes, I mean, is there a way
back
that you can tell me if I got my money back? Because I just need to know. Like, I really.
Your legs ain't broke. You've been walking down to the post office, too. Your brother walked 48 blocks the other day just trying to make a crepe for himself. So you got to take Mo and Fo and drop it off yourself. Dang it.
I was so annoyed. Yeah. Oh. I was like, how quickly everybody becomes so frugal when it is their own dinero.
Yeah. That's. My husband's like, oh, I think I have dry cleaning. I'm like, you've got a car.
Yeah.
And a credit card. Go get it.
Go get it. I know there comes a point when your kids get big enough when you literally like, and you're like,
yeah,
do it yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Like if all of the, I need like a real Karate Kid moment where I'm like, wax on, wax off, baby girl. Like we've been, there's no reason that I was like, okay, this is a teachable moment. There's no reason you can't get in the email and find that return slip and help me out while I'm on the road. Like, you can help me with this. And by the way, I didn't screw it up. Your dad did.
Yeah. Okay? I think about the Karate Kid a lot more than I would like to admit because
I do
feel like all those like wax on, wax off things that he did, like
it's a metaphor for parenting.
Dash is really working hard on his like getting a three pointer, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it's like, it's legs. It's not arms. Cause human arms aren't that strong until you're a grown ass person.
Yep.
But like you got to use your legs. And so I make him move furniture. Or I make him like do something in the garden for me. And I'm like, hey, this will help you.
Well, at least you have a like, real nice motivation. I'm like, you owe me. That's what I look at my kid. I'm like, I have put in sweat equity into this situation, and now that you can bend down and pick up dog poop, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you can, it's, you know, earn your keep. And, like, I'm like, do you want me to line item, like, show you all the things we spend on? And I am becoming my mother, which was, do you know how much, you know, that whole thing.
I will say Delilah does believe we are a part of the Murdoch family.
Oh,
she thinks we drink a lot of very fine champagnes. But Dash, and this is, it comes from my husband. He's like, new slides. How much are they? 19.
My kids will say, can we afford that? And I'm like, hold on.
At this point, yes, but I can't promise you anything. So you better cash in,
man. I did have to put my foot down a lot. Look at me. But I don't think I'm a tight ass. I think I'm just going to pick and choose the things we spend money on. I mean, I got her the pink pom pom sweatshirt. It's expensive. But like the other day,
I had to get her one of those because I got her the cheapy one.
Everybody got the cheapy one and it was really good.
Yeah, but somebody spilled the beans.
I know.
She was like,
shut it.
I know.
Shut it.
So I had to get her, I got her a real one for Easter. Send us some pink pom pom.
Oh my God, I'm going to be wearing it.
Yeah.
I promise.
Send us the pajamas because they are expensive.
They are expensive. And I'm like, They're like, are you an influencer? And I'm like, well, not the kind you're looking for, but
yeah,
I think we have a lot of influence and we'll influence ourselves into the Amazon version if you don't.
Yeah. Aren't all moms influencers?
Thank you.
At least to their children in some way.
God. Yeah. Hey, Jenny, these drinks are really yummy.
Oh, thanks. Cheers. Okay, the hardest time for me to keep track of my kids' health is definitely the summer, especially when we're traveling. I can barely get them to eat healthy when we're at home and on the road.
And then you're on airplanes and in Ubers.
And it's quote-unquote weird food that is shaped differently than they're used to.
I'm going
to
say that I feel that about a lot of foods, and it's just in my neighborhood.
Well, you and my kids. Okay. But that means you got to use your Hiya Health, which my kids love because they're getting all the nutrients in one shot and I can kind of get off their back a little bit.
And they're yummy.
Oh, they're delicious. Hiya developed their chewable vitamins alongside pediatricians and nutrition scientists. Hiya vitamins contain a clean ingredient list, non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free. They don't care about that, but I certainly do.
And Hiya ships straight to your door. So you get this awesome reusable bottle for your first order, and then they just send refills. So that's kind of awesome. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for the best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/mom. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to Hiya Health, HiyaHealth.com/mom and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Yeah. You're a terrible mom like me, but you want to make sure they're at least nutritionally sound kids.
There you go.
Hiya Health.
So okay, so Jen and I were...
I'm into science.
We were doing... We were supposed to be shooting a video about the announcement of our book.
Yep.
Which we were just doing a lot of, like, that kind of stuff is always hard and makes you feel like not creative because you have to do it a certain way. And it's just part of it. And we were getting together and all of a sudden Jen's like... a bird just fell out of the sky and is hurt. So of course all production shuts down immediately, which is Jen's husband, me and Jen.
Okay. Well, so I, to back it up, if I haven't mentioned on here, because I'm so into signs, I believe that owls visit us and that that is my mother-in-law who has passed, because when...
I can't make a joke after that part.
Well, but okay. But so when... I was very nervous about Dash when he was first born and I wasn't sleeping and I was in that, like, that moment of, like, insanity that all new moms are.
Yeah.
I just said this, like, prayer out loud to her to, like, help me watch after him. Like, you can. You're, like, the eye in the sky. And then I started seeing and hearing owls everywhere. Like, my aunt sent a quilt that she'd made that had owls all over it. One appeared in our backyard. When we bought this house, when we came to, like... tour it, there were two owls in the backyard in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So our family has agreed that that is grandma.
I think that's delightful. That doesn't make you crazy.
No, it's just...
It's also a coping mechanism. Everybody that's reasonable can hear that. I'm talking about...
Also, owls
the weird
are like
crap. Okay.
Interdimensional and a connection to God. I'm just saying. Okay. Anyways.
You're going to lose me.
I really... So I thought... I came out to grab something from the back house, saw something move in the corner of my eye, and I thought it was an owl, but here's why.
No, it's fair.
It was all puffed up. Like, its feathers were all puffed up, like trying to protect itself. So it was like kind of round. So I was like, oh my God, if there's an owl sitting on the ground 4 feet away from me, like, what does that mean?
And it's like, might I just add this part? I come out and Jen's like, I don't know what it is, but I think a bird is hurt, and I'm sure it's like the, you know, the full-breasted kukuwa or something. And I go, she goes, I'm going to get my phone and I'm going to look at what kind of bird it is. And I go, I don't think you need to do that because it's a hawk. It is a bird of prey, and you are short and you are 1 foot away from this thing. And its eyeballs are like trying to track you.
Yeah.
And you're acting like what hawks eat, which is sort of like dizzy small animals that are like, do you want to be my friend?
Yeah. And then I was doing a Snow White thing. And
yeah, she's like, look at this charming little animal. I go, that'll eat raw meat, just so you're... Yeah.
How long fully... your toenails are.
Yeah, the talons. But the little guy was definitely had his... We don't know, but seemed like he'd had his bell rung a bit. Yeah,
we were trying to not freak him out, but and every time we got close, he would like puff up his feathers,
one
which
side.
We're like, that's too... We're freaking him out a little bit. So we tried to hang back, made sure there was a water source nearby.
Turns out he's a juvenile hawk.
I was like, I bet that motherfucker just ate eight little baby ducks and he just can't fly.
It's like, burping. Yellow, like, yellow feathers. So it was all fun and games. And we called the, like, what did you call that? The animal, like a...
Whatever for LA County, like animal protection.
And they were like, keep him for a day and then we'll come get him. And we didn't know that was code for... This doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And so,
well, and also we have three dogs that I was like, as soon as they notice this thing, and they are not hunting dogs, even though one of them is a hunting dog, all she tracks is loaves of bread that you leave too close to the edge of the counter. Yes. Yeah. So
she doesn't have to track. There's a lot of options.
She doesn't even have attention. Like, you could be a wounded, dying water buffalo next to her, and she'd be like,
I'm not going
to
eat that.
Can I go upsie? Yeah.
Yeah, can
she's
I get a burrito?
The most domesticated dog ever. So, so we were worried, like, how are we going to keep this guy safe? And then later in the night, I texted Kristen a picture. He had hopped up onto like a high planter.
And we all thought he was...
That's a good sign.
And we named him. That's their first mistake. Well, we named him Ethan. Ethan Hawk.
Can I tell you what the members of my family did that really upsets me? Okay. We named him Ethan. That was his name. We were the first ones to see him. That's what we named him. My daughter names him Maya Hawk. My son names him Mohawk. And I'm like, that is not his name, you guys.
We came up with a name. They can't usurp our name.
Exactly. So now Delilah will be like, Mo. And I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about.
Although that's funny. But
he didn't make it through the night.
He didn't make it.
And then, so we're like, what does that mean?
So she looked it up and it has to...
Hold on, I got it. My phone here.
I don't want to surprise anybody.
Okay. Hawk spirit animals invite us to be focused in our daily undertakings. When you feel the presence of the hawk totem, avoid distractions and focus on the task at hand. If you've listened to this podcast,
this is bird riddling.
You know that is our Achilles heel. So we were like, this hawk has come to tell us,
focus the fuck up.
Focus up, man. And we always tell each other, keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. Like it literally came into our lives to say, you guys were supposed to be shooting a video and now you're out here and it's not going great for me, but can you focus?
Yeah.
And then we didn't get the signal. We didn't get the sign because...
Because the next day, my son's outside, probably in his underwear, as he likes to do,
yep.
Taking a lacrosse ball and bouncing yep. it into the net, and comes running inside like he's mm-hmm. just seen a ghost. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, you got to come outside. I'm not sure what's going on. So in a bush underneath the tree on the other side of where we met Ethan Hawk.
Yeah.
There's another hawk and it's fallen out of the tree.
We think
pushed
or poisoned. This is why we like true crime. But
yeah,
that guy didn't make it. So that was a double sign.
All.
Basically, the gods were like, oh, God, we need these two to focus.
Let's listen.
We're going to send them one sign. Nope. Now they're talking about something.
Yeah.
Let's send them another one. We'll send them two hawks that mean focus and don't get distracted. How much ADD can one person have?
I don't know. I'm getting it. I'm developing it or something.
Well, we felt bad. But
we did our best.
We think I'm going to choose to believe that this was a sign and that we're going to take Ethan and his brother, Marty, and we're going to just live a strong life, focused. Yeah.
Life is precious. Focus on the fun, the good. Go to Vegas.
You know that I find back to school shopping very stressful.
Every mom does.
And the thing is, you like that your kids have their own style. You're like, okay, this is cool. But what's terrible is I can never pick out anything that they're happy with.
It's constantly evolving.
But what's nice is when you go into a Famous Footwear, you can just let them go. They've got the brands that we know and love, and they can go into an aisle and pick out a pair that's going to make them happy. And I can pick out a pair that's going to make me happy.
Well, evidently, I cannot pick out cool shoes, but Famous Footwear can pick out cool shoes for my kids. Going there is a win. Famous Footwear makes it easy to get ready for the school year with great options and great prices. So you can find all the brands that they're really excited for, like Jordan, Nike, Adidas, Birkenstock, back in there, like Busy,
New Balance, Skechers, and more. And there's 800 stores. So literally there's one around the corner and you're going to thank us when you go in there. Famous Footwear is always nearby.
That's right. And right now it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. Shop in store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply. Plus, join Famous Rewards to get our best benefits, including free shipping. Shop back to school at your local Famous Footwear or www.famous.com. Join Famous Rewards for benefits like free shipping, pick your own BOGO, and reward cash. Some exclusions apply.
I don't know how to break it to everybody, but if you don't know, the U.S. is like a lead in a romantic comedy right now.
100%.
We are.
It is what we needed.
Darling.
Yeah.
We are having a minute.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how excited I am that the World Cup is here.
Yep.
And that the Knicks just won.
I didn't even know I was a Knicks fan, and here I am.
Okay. First of all, Jalen is my hot flash.
Excited.
We're going to get to that eventually. The World Cup, so many people are coming to the U.S. as tourists, as travelers, coming over, and they are experiencing the U.S. in a way that I think having someone experience you with fresh eyes does everybody good. So we're seeing the Tartan Army, all the Scots in Boston just drank Boston out of beer. These Scots are showing up with bagpipes.
That's the hottest thing I've ever heard.
The hottest. They're all walking around this city wearing their kilts, their tartans. They're going to games, but they're not just going to the soccer game, to the World Cup game. They're going to Red Sox games. I love you. They're going to have like local fare. They're going on tours of the city. And even in Boston, which we all know, everybody from Boston loves being called a masshole. They are in love with these Scots. For sure they are.
Yes. It's
so wonderful. There's all this social media going, please don't leave. Please keep the Scots here. They're going down the famous slide. The slide that this one police officer went down, and it just like in fair fashion Gen X form, it like just launches kids out of the bottom.
Yes. Can I talk to you about Lawrence, Kansas?
Of course. I know what you're going to say.
Okay. So
because I'm obsessed.
If you guys haven't heard, I told my husband about this yesterday and literally he started crying. He's not in touch
per se.
Yeah. But like both Colin and Britt they'll break into tears about a sports related thing. So, okay. So this is great. So in Lawrence, Kansas, they are hosting the Algerian soccer team, and because they're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, so they wanted to get like acclimated to the humidity, the temperature, the field, all of that stuff. So they're practicing. But I do want to say it's KU is in Lawrence, right?
Yes. Or,
okay. Is it KU? I'm pretty sure. UK.
We've done a show there a bunch.
I don't understand. I'm going to tell you, at my ripe old age, I don't know the difference between University of and.
State,
yeah.
Well, that explains who we are in a nutshell.
Exactly. We had one option.
And I don't think anybody's like, you know what they do understand is Ivy League. That is not what we're talking about right now.
Nope.
Back to Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay, so Lawrence, Kansas, the whole town decided, okay, Algeria, that's our team. Oh, every storefront has Algerian flags in front of it. Everybody, young to old, is buying green Algerian jerseys to support them. They're the town here. It's not that huge of a town. It's not that small of a town, but it is the entire town decided, okay, they're coming here. This is our team.
So nice.
So the university marching band learned.
This is the part that makes me want to cry.
Learned the national anthem of Algeria. So as soon as the Algerian team takes the field to do their first practice, they stand there and they play the national anthem for them.
Who would have thought when we learned about the base camps that the most exciting one would be right here in Lawrence, Algeria?
And those guys didn't even know what to do. They were so taken aback and so like honored and like, it's the biggest thing to hit this town. They're so excited and honored and they're like appreciative and it just is bringing out the very best in humans.
I agree. And I think that it's a good reminder that like we're defined by our moments and our behavior and our love for people and our kindness. And that's what people leave with. Like there, you know, there's a lot of shitty ideas about the US being rude and there so many people online are saying this, like, you know, we were a little nervous because we've heard the US is like hard to deal with and blah, blah, blah. And there's all this idea of presumptions about what the US is like, and all people are experiencing is the best. And the enthusiasm when somebody looks on you with fresh eyes or comes to your town or comes, you know, even visitors from out of town, you're like, oh, where do I take them? That's like, gonna like wow them. And so like I love seeing all these British guys try and barbecue for the first time. Holland, all my people, they're in Dallas right now. Come on.
For soccer.
Oh my God, everybody, there's these mashups that are happening right now that are just, I think, re-inspiring everybody's love for where they're from and extending themselves to like be kind to strangers. There's this guy in Boston, they got an Airbnb. And these Scotsmen go out and play the bagpipes at 6 a.m. I don't know when they sleep, okay? But the guy across the street invited them over for a barbecue. And now they're all gall darn friends. And I just want to be a part of it. I have such FOMO right now.
I tell you, somebody does a leaf blower at 6 a.m., I'm pissed. Somebody's bagpiping 6 a.m., I'm out there in my jam skis.
I might be a little bit. Yeah. Hey, also, can we just talk about, for the love of God, these soccer playing men from all of these different countries.
Wow.
The guys from the Congo showing up wearing what looked like Eddie Murphy from Coming to America, literally like leopard print.
Really?
Oh my God. And the entire group from Iran all look like cover models. Everybody's so attractive.
Well, they're like, in really good shape.
Everybody's happy here.
Yeah.
The men are like bonding with each other and the women are like, hey, what's up? Like everything has improved because of the World Cup.
It's crazy. Maybe it, who knew that was what we needed?
I'm going to take that, it one step
it's
further.
It's not even that. I think it's the Knicks winning too.
Okay, but we're not there yet. I got
it. We're not there. Okay, we're
not
there.
We're going to get there. This is a big sports day.
Does this make up for all the shit I talk about my kids' soccer?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I want.
Look, if we were going to those kind of games, it'd be different.
Diff story, yeah.
Diff story. Yeah. I would like to say before I get into this, the other thing that I've really noticed, especially on social media, because you can like these stories and your FYP fills with these kind of stories instead of shit garbage that makes you feel bad. It's on you to sort of like follow the tide
follow
of joy.
Follow the joy.
Follow it. So one thing that's blowing my mind is like how all of these travelers are seeing our high schools and the stadiums or the football fields, American football fields that they're seeing. They're like, look how beautiful this is. Look at the stands. They're again, we're having like
these. We take it for granted, I bet.
We take it for granted. They're going to Costco. They're going to Bucky's.
I've never taken Costco or Bucky's for granted.
I mean, Bucky's, I just went for the first time and I got a swimming suit from there and I've never had more attention.
She wears a lot.
I wear it a lot. Because
we got a couple glittery cowboy hats.
What I don't make up for in muscle and shape, a man sees me and he relates it to the best pulled pork sandwich he's ever had.
Roll.
My husband's like, I'm like, I know what's up.
Yeah.
If it's not a bikini, it's Bucky's.
Yeah.
Okay, baby. That's how I roll. Okay. So here's one of my favorite stories that's happening from all this. There's a guy on Threads. He's on Twitter and his name is Freddie and it's Freddie LA7. And he's a German soccer fan. And at first he's posting these pictures. He's going through the South. He's traveling through the South and he's having these like experiences and he's super enthusiastic, but his camera lens is so filthy. And his captions,
seen it? It's so funny.
His captions are shit. He doesn't, but his enthusiasm is so infectious. He's been to he made such a big deal of going to Taco Bell. He's staying in these shitty hotels, but he is in love with this experience. So along the way, people have started, he went from 11,000 followers to 400,000 followers and everybody is watching his destination and they have made the correlation. It's like in Finding Nemo when everyone is in the ocean is working together to find Nemo to give the information to Marlin. And so I got goosebumps.
I know.
He doesn't even know that he has all of this social media following because he's only doing it on Threads and people are retelling the story on TikTok.
Oh my God, I love it.
So now all of these famous people are helping him along the way, paying for nicer hotels. They're taking care of him. It's inspiring and good. And we have to
I have to say this thing that you might roll your eyes at.
Oh God, if it's a freaking left turn on this, we're going to edit it and I'm going to stop it and I'm going to have a strong reaction.
No, but I read or I heard this thing one time about how the reason that falling in love feels so good is that people are reflecting back about you, all these good things about yourself. And I sort of feel like that's what's happening with the United States. Everybody's been a little
hurt,
down. Love the country or not, you're still mad at portions of it or parts of it, politically. And I feel like people are coming and they're in awe of all these good things about our country.
I think it's the first time we've been using the right lens for a very long time.
Yeah.
This is the defining moment. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know that my past experiences with therapy have not all been super positive, but I can't let that be the thing that I think therapy is going to be today.
That's right.
And therapy has evolved. And that's why I love BetterHelp. BetterHelp suits someone like me. I don't like going to an office. I like being able to switch out therapists without feeling guilty. I need to have a good connection with the person I'm talking to. And I also need to know that they know what they're talking about. And that is BetterHelp to a T.
Well, as we get older, nobody likes to leave the house. And here's a great thing about BetterHelp. You can it from the comfort of your own home. Check out BetterHelp.com/reviews to see customer reviews in real time. Reviews are updated every day. You're going to get matched with a therapist based on your needs and switch therapists at any time if it's not the right fit.
And that, I got to say, that quiz is very thorough. You can find, if having a therapist that is a woman is important to you, or having a therapist that's Christian is important to you.
Right.
That's all on that quiz. So I say, just get in there and look at that. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit BetterHelp.com/iMomSoHard. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/iMomSoHard. Welcome to our new segment called The Shoe Box.
Just like the mom box, but we're celebrating.
We're celebrating
moms
in the drop-off line, and it is sponsored by Famous Footwear.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. We're gearing up.
Yeah.
We're going back.
We're
getting
school.
In our car.
Whether we want to or not, we're legally obligated.
And we're going to the drop-off lines, and we all know that that can be a little stressful.
It's definitely stressful.
But it can be a little bit comfortable if you want it to be. It depends on who you are. It
depends on the shoe that you're going to wear.
I'm going to tell you this. I like to have a comfortable shoe to drive in.
You because like to have a comfortable shoe to get married in.
That's actually not untrue. Yeah.
She likes
I literally
shoe.
Could have bought my shoes for my wedding at Famous Footwear because I wore Converse and I was also pregnant. But I will say I like a driving shoe. I like a drop-off shoe. I want to have flexibility in my foot. I'm not going to wear a stiletto.
Let me tell you what I'm not wearing to drop off. I'm not wearing laces. I want an easy, comfy slip-in situation. Basically a slipper slash shoe.
I know you like a slip-on. I like a tie. I need to feel like my foot is in a cast.
I'm not bending over to drop kids off at school because I tell you what, I'm certainly not putting a bra on.
Yeah, I'm not going to bend over at any time because that doesn't help anybody.
Unless I'm going to one of those like coffee with the principal kind of situations. I don't even know if I'm going to have pants on. I just want a reasonable, quick shoe
that you can put on that looks cute. If for some reason, if you're me and you have to run back to the school because your kid forgot her lunchbox and you don't want to pay $9 for a private school lunch, I'm going to run back that lunchbox.
Yep.
Take it into the school and I'm going to have cute shoes to do it. And
smart.
Famous Footwear also has BOGO. Buy one, get one half off.
Yeah.
And that's...
Take advantage, ladies, because maybe you're going to wear a sensible slip-on shoe early in the day, but you're like, hey, at pickup, I'm wide awake right now. I'm going to show off a little bit. I'm going to put on some like fancy workout clothes as though I worked out today.
But you didn't.
You didn't.
And that's okay.
That's fine.
I just want people to know that I'm doing better than what they saw me in the morning.
Then you're going to wear a spicier sneaker. You're going to dress things up a little bit, you know?
I hear those are coming back, the spicy sneaker. That's my wheelhouse.
Do they have those at Famous Footwear?
They do on their website because you can also order online.
Famous.com.
And you can order from DoorDash. Who knew? So Famous Footwear. It's the place
you
to be.
You and I should go because I'll buy full boat and then you'll get a good deal at half off.
And speaking of the U.S.
Speaking of America,
we are going to talk about 4th of July.
Yeah. Even it's past it, but.
But I think it's important to talk about it because especially this one, I was like, there are some things that are so different about 4th of July as now and where we live and how it goes. And then there's things that are just never going to change.
Yeah.
Things that I love that are consistent.
I think we probably grew up with, I'll get to that, but I had an epiphany, but I think we probably grew up with very similar 4th of July's. And now Kristen has a 4th of July tradition and I have a 4th of July tradition.
My 4th of July tradition is daytime helping with our neighborhood cookout.
This. Okay.
And then I pass out from exhaustion and miss fireworks.
Okay. But
that's what I've done for the last 4 years.
This is what I love about your neighborhood goes all out for Halloween and they go all out for the 4th.
True.
Mine, neither. Neither. So.
But you go all out for Super Bowl. And you go all out for Christmas and usually New Year's.
Yeah.
So the seasons are covered.
Yeah, we got everything covered. But I just wish that my neighborhood got into it a little bit more.
I think our neighborhood is very set up to have a big block party because it's flat.
It's flat.
And they've been doing it forever. And it's like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, say what it is because it's a
neighborhood block party. They always have like a band that is... young people that have just put to
Was
a band. I don't know what their name was. I can't remember. God, I feel so bad. But they literally like got up there and you could tell they were nervous as hell.
Yeah.
And there was like eight people
That's
around.
What it
and
should
then
be.
Just thousands of people walking around eating hot dogs, whatever.
Yeah.
But they were like, hey, you guys, we're Thunderfire. And if you've never heard of us, Well, you I just told you our name, so you heard of us now. 5, 6, 7, 8. And they played covers, and it was so funny.
Fantastic.
And then this fifth grade kid DJ'd, which was hilarious, because I was like, what's this fifth grader going to do? And I got to say,
pretty good
he brought
job.
The 90s. Mm-hmm. He had the right parent.
Okay.
I was like, don't. Nobody wants to hear Sab Carpenter the whole time.
You kidding me? I would be like, don't you bring shame upon this family.
Yeah.
You listen to my suggestions.
Dad was in the background helping with the old Spotify list. There was a lot of hula hooping, but the hot dog list line is the most impressive. Here's what happens. We have a realtor who used to be on Baywatch. That's the truth.
Okay.
He was on Baywatch.
I love it.
He's going to be on the new Baywatch for one episode. He's awesome. He runs this thing. He like really throws a lot of money at this event. But he's on the hot dog line and he runs the show. Okay. And he yells at me and I love it. He's like, you're talking too much. Get back on dogs.
How do you guys rent a grill or is it everybody rolls their grill over?
No, it's a freaking
industrial setup. Okay.
It's all rented. We got chairs. There's 12. We served 1,300 hot dogs.
Okay.
And like we are on this line and Michael's yelling at me and I'm like, all my job is to split the buns. We get the buns. I got to open the buns for the wiener. So just me.
He's like, who's a pro at this?
I'm like,
my neighbor,
have you met
Kristen.
Me? I love rowing. And
the best bun splitter we got. Ever. Get her on the line.
Yeah. And my husband, he's good with the wiener. So like, let's just get it going.
Right.
So meanwhile, I'm on this hot dog line and I'm getting so much heat from everybody, including the fact it's 102 degrees. I'm sweating through my shirt. And then this 12-year-old saddles up next to me and he all of a sudden is my boss. He's like, hey, just let me like cut the bread and then I'm going to hand the bread to you. And I go,
wait, why are we not dealing with pre-cut buns here?
They forgot. So we had a set of pre-cut and then it became not a cut. And I go, you're going to let this 12-year-old wield this bread knife? He's tried to cut me in the leg 3 times and I can't tell if it's intentional or not.
I'm sorry. We need to get one of those Subway off-duty employees in here.
This kid, I was like, when are you going to flake? Okay. You're not going to stay here the whole time. But he came in and like asserted himself and he's like, all right, I need you to, I go, bro, we already have a system. You cut those buns. And we got into it a little bit. Then I have the real estate agent yelling at me to work faster. Then I got a 10-year-old who's busting her ass. And the real estate agent is like, Ella, you got to get those trees ready. And I was like, Michael, she hasn't had a break. We've got to take a break, man.
It was insane. I
get
a really important bun question. Okay. I'm so concerned about these unsplit buns.
I can tell you what's going on.
Were they pricey buns?
Yes, pricey buns. Hawaiian, whatever they're called.
Stop.
Yeah, we're going to go for the big dogs and the big buns because we get donations and it's popular, so we can't have cheap hot dog. You can't have small wieners, and you got to have some vegan wieners.
Of course, you're not going to have small wieners.
Nothing but big wieners. We want to represent the neighborhood. You come into my neighborhood, you're going to get a big wiener.
You don't do foot long. That's tacky.
You
want a plump wiener.
I want the tip
to stick out of the end.
And both ends. I want the wiener tip to stick out both ends of the bun.
We can't do it. We can't have a conversation about hot dogs like adults. It can't happen.
My husband last year almost started crying because when we got done with the hot dog line, the only thing that was left were vegan dogs. And I literally think Colin, if you know my husband, he is a master of the culinary arts. He's a purveyor, if you will. And so this year he's like, I already had one. He goes, I just had it. I can't go through that again.
He
had three from
That's
morning,
like,
mid.
Selling pizza at school, I'm like, I'm not going
to
make it through
That's
this.
That's why we
I
never make it
now.
To the fireworks. Because we're like, we get home and we're like, did you just do a 16-hour shift in 4 hours? And I'm like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Put away, broke down boxes, yelled at kids.
It was hot. It was dry. My son got dehydrated for sure on the 4th because
everybody
running around
sunburned.
Sweating. Yeah. So there's no recovering from that. You're just done.
But that's
do
what the 4th of July is. You go night. If you can, you go daytime. Oh, this was in my single days. Speaking of,
take a
next
nap.
Door, party. Okay. Invite zero.
Rude.
You want to know what we did? We went up to we have a back house and we went up to the second floor and spied on them. And we were having drinks together, me and Colin, acting like we were at a party that we weren't invited at. That's how sad we are. It's like, look at him go.
And then we were like being critical. We were like, they're not having any fun.
Not to alarm anybody, but your neighbor's in that upper window rowing, it looks like. Somebody's a big Norway fan.
Pioneer.